All these people have been waiting for you forever.
Yeah.
Welcome to the June 1st, 2022 Planning Board hearing, public hearing. This hearing will come to order. The Lyman Planning Board is holding this public hearing to review the request of Corey Patterson, map 3, lot 54D, Two Tunnel Drive, Lyman, Maine, 04002, application for business contractor. This is a public proceeding. Unless the board specifically votes to go into executive session, you have the right to hear everything that is being said and look at all the exhibits that are offered. Please notify the chairman if you have difficulty seeing or hearing the presentation. This meeting is being recorded and televised on YouTube. All persons speaking will be asked to first state their name and address or affiliation. All questions and comments will be directed to and through the chairman. It is required that you sign the sign-in sheet to document your attendance at this hearing. All persons speaking are asked to speak once. The chairman will not recognize them to speak a second time or multiple times until everyone in the room has had a chance to speak once. We ask that concerns and comments are not repeated. Thank you in advance for your cooperation. All right, Corey, if you want to just explain your project.
Basically, just applying for a permit to operate my business. It's a construction business. We do basement waterproofing, foundation repair, stuff like that. We're not really proposing any major change. We're not building any buildings or putting up signage or lighting or anything like that. There's a small area that we've used to put clean fill. So there's on the property between the two lots that I own, there's the old Alfred Road. Basically, we're widening that out with some clean fill. That's really the only change that we're making. That's about it. It's not really much. My guys show up, you know, in the morning. We have the little cottage that was on the property when I purchased it. The guys come in. We kind of talk about the day. They get in their trucks, load them up, leave, go do jobs elsewhere. So we're just operating the business out of this location. We're not really doing a lot of changing of the property at this moment. No plans to currently.
Okay, I do have an email. I believe it's one of your neighbors. Says, hello, my name is Ashley Tucker. I live at 21 Tuttle Drive. As of now, it looks like I won't be able to attend the public hearing on June 1st, 2022 for Corey Patterson's building contractor request. Below my written request in regards to Corey's application for a building contractor use at 2 Tuttle Drive. 1, we ask that Corey put up a clear and visible house address sign to help prevent Corey's traffic from coming to our house.
That's actually been done.
Okay. 2, we ask that Corey help maintain the section of Tuttle Drive that we share, filling potholes and ruts and plowing during the winter season, etc. 3, we ask that if the pallets or other large debris that Corey leaves on a corner of Tuttle and 111 are not removed within a week's time, that he removes them so as not to clutter the entrance of Tuttle Drive or run the risk of nails.
Okay. We've put out pallets on occasion for people to come pick up, so I'm guessing that's what they're talking about. There's no debris other than that. We just put pallets out there in case people want to pick them up, which oftentimes people do. But yeah, that's fine. I can address that.
Is there any questions or comments from the board? Or?
Now, do you live there?
Yes.
Are you doing?
Yeah.
Yeah. As far as question or statement concern number 2, I don't know if that's something we need to address or can address, or if that should be considered in a private road maintenance agreement.
I have no problem. I mean, we plow part of that driveway. They had been plowing it, you know, been there for one winter. So a lot of the time the driveway would just be plowed. At the end, we only share like a small, so you guys have been there.
Yeah.
We share like a small stretch at the end.
Yeah, where it branches.
Yeah. So it's just a small section that I use that they also use.
Yeah, they've got the back lot. Do they plow their own?
Yeah, I'm guessing. It's just, my other neighbor has also just like done it out of, you know, just sort of being a nice guy. Yeah. So, but yeah, I have no problem. I mean, I'm going to get a plow for my truck this year anyway, so it's that's easy to address.
So that is a is that a private road, Tuttle Drive?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
So does the town? Does the town?
It is a private road. Well, the town doesn't maintain it, right?
No.
Yeah, it's private.
Okay, so it's private.
So yeah.
Town wouldn't plow it or anything.
It's just us two that share it. So
right, right.
Kelly, I can answer your question. If he agrees to have that as a condition,
that it is a condition,
then we can condition it that way. But what we couldn't do is deny him if he refuses to.
Okay.
We couldn't deny him if he refuses to put that as a condition.
Yeah. Okay.
But if he agrees with it, then it's okay for us to
I
do
have
that.
No problem with that at all.
Yes. Are there any other questions or comments?
It's pretty straightforward.
Yep.
All right, I'll make a motion to close the public hearing then.
Second.
All in favor of closing the public hearing?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting will come to order. There's a public proceeding unless the board specifically votes to go into executive session. You have the right to hear everything that's being said and look at all the exhibits that are offered. If the board votes to go into executive session, the reason for saying shall be stated. Please notify the chairman if you have a difficulty seeing or hearing. This meeting is being recorded. In each instance, the burden is upon the applicant to demonstrate compliance with the provisions of the applicable ordinance or ordinances. After the board votes on the merits of each project, it will prepare a written opinion, which will be forwarded within 7 days. The board works for a prepared agenda. We'll be considering tonight's items in the following order. Corey Patterson, map 3, lot 54D, 2 Tuttle Drive, Lyman, Maine. Application for business contractor. Minutes, new business and mail, and old business.
Mr. All Chair. Right. I'd like to make a motion to allow Kelly to be a full voting member tonight.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, is there any questions or comments or?
Did we want to make the conditions as suggested by his tenant?
Okay, you said you already took care of number one, putting up a clear and visible house address sign.
Yep.
Okay.
We gotta go over the check.
Yeah. 16 standards, yeah. You know, they're asking to help maintain the section of Tuttle Drive. As you heard Patty say, you can yay or nay that.
That's fine with me. That doesn't bother me at all. So I need to use the driveway anyways.
Right.
So.
Well, only that would only be for the part that you share with a
right.
small
part that you share.
Yeah, now, I guess the 30 feet at the most.
The neighbor probably, I mean, maybe the neighbor thinks that because you have business vehicles there that it gets more use, which may be true. So
Sure. Over the last owners or them, probably, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, I have 5 employees that show up every Friday, so. Honestly, if that's an issue, I'll probably just won't do that. Because what we do normally is we'll either burn them or we'll throw them away. We just figured people like to have them. So we throw them out there and they usually get taken.
People just take them for free then?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Just because people burn them and we get too many for me to burn, so I figured I would just leave them out there for people.
Well, they did say within a week, so that's.
Yeah, probably if they're hanging around too long, they.
Right.
If they're starting to break down, that would be a long time, though, before that would happen, right?
I mean, I don't know if there's ever even been an instance where they were out there for a week, but I don't know. I didn't pay attention.
That's probably more like broken pallets, pieces of wood.
Yeah. Yeah, and we really don't have them out there. We have to bring them all the way out and around to put them out there. So it's not like we put, like, scraps of wood or anything. It's strictly just pallets. So.
I just want to make sure your neighbor's items are addressed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, and you know you can't go within 75 feet of that stream.
Yep, and 40 feet from the road, right?
I believe it's 40 feet, isn't it?
From what road?
111.
Well, if you stay, where does the stream, you got 75 feet from the stream.
Yeah.
I would stay 75 feet from 111.
Okay, so both.
Yeah,
that's easy.
Because that stream's pretty close to 111.
Well, it kind of goes perpendicular to it, and then it goes underneath the bridge right there. So if we're 75 feet from the stream, we still have like a ton of, you know, frontage where the road is, even at 75 feet over. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I don't know how far it is from the stream to the road, though.
Well, because the road comes like this, and the stream kind of like goes like that. And then I have all this land, I don't know.
Yeah, up to...
probably a few hundred feet of land.
Up old 111.
Yeah. So we can stay 75 feet away from the stream, and there's still all this land here.
Right.
And then 111. And then so...
Yeah.
Yeah, if we stay 75 feet from both, we still have this.
Okay. Anything? Anybody else have anything before we start the 16 standards?
Nope.
What do you think?
35. Number one, we'll meet the definition of the use, the zoning district requirements, and any other requirements set forth in this ordinance. Well, it does meet the use of the zoning ordinance.
I'll make motion to meet requirement number one.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor that it meets for number one?
Aye.
Two, will not have a significant detrimental effect on the use and peaceful enjoyment of abutting properties as a result of noise, vibrations, fumes, odor, dust, light, glare, traffic, or other cause. And again, he's not putting any lights in over there. And the only thing that'll change, you'll be filling in. And
the only other deal is that he gets traffic from his employees, but that's, what, five people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you entertain customers at your office?
We've had a customer there one time.
Yeah, most of the time it's over the phone or internet.
Yeah, we've had a customer come to make a payment one time since I've been there, and okay. That's it. Oh. And I don't really prefer that, so we don't usually...
You don't encourage that?
Yeah.
So you don't have a showroom there or anything?
Nope. No, there's nothing like that.
They don't come and look at your basement?
No. No.
Never mind. I was going to say you can fix up the basement, write it off as a business expense, probably. This is my sample.
Well, I'll make a motion that the applicant meets number two.
I'll second that.
Any more discussion? No. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Three, will not have a significant adverse effect on adjacent or nearby property values.
Well, there's no evidence that there's no one submitted any evidence of an adverse effect. He's a business. He's got a few employees.
Yep. He's right near the road. He's not behind the other neighbors on the road, so you're not having extra traffic going by there the first thing in the morning or at night.
There are other businesses in that area also.
Yes. I'll make a motion that he meets the criteria for number three.
I'll second.
Any more discussion? All in favor the applicant meets criteria for number three?
Aye.
Aye.
Four, will not create a hazard to pedestrian or vehicular traffic or significant traffic congestion. Well, I don't see where it's going to change anything there.
No, it just has the five people, or the employees. I'll make a motion that the applicant meets the requirements of number four.
Second.
Any discussion on four? All in favor of the applicant meets the requirement?
Aye.
Aye.
Five, will not result in fire danger. And I didn't see any of the cement that it would burn.
No,
not stirring any flammable.
You have some material stored on site, some of your...
Yeah, but everything we have stored on site is like plastics, metals. There's nothing like... We don't use any sort of like... Caulking is like the closest thing to any sort of chemical that we use.
Yeah.
There's not really any...
Is there a sealant that you use to be your foundation when you seal it?
No, we do drainage. We don't seal basements.
You don't seal.
It doesn't usually work that well when you try to seal it, so we don't even really do that. If we did do something like that, we would be like picking up a small amount of product, using it, and that's, we don't keep it around.
Okay.
Well, I'll make a motion. Applicant meets number five.
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor of the applicant meets number 5?
Aye.
6, will not result in flood hazards or flood damage, drainage problems, ground or surface water contamination, or soil erosion. You're not dumping anything hazardous there?
No. He's staying away from the brook like he was supposed to. Mm-hmm. I'll make a motion that the applicant meets number 6.
I'll second that.
Can I? Is this where we could talk about a condition to that his fill needs to meet all DEP standards for filling?
Yep.
And that it'll stay 75 feet from the stream in 111?
Yep.
Because that would fit in with number 6, right?
Number 6.
Yes, it would.
That condition there.
So is there anything about that specifically, or that I need to, is it, you're just talking about the cleanliness of it essentially?
The inert fill, remember that email I think I sent you?
Yeah.
From DEP, you just have to meet those. There's no problem with filling, but they don't want you putting garbage or plastic.
Right.
It just has to be all clean concrete.
Yeah.
And meet those standards, that's all.
Okay, yeah. Which we're doing that already, so.
So should we put a condition in then?
Yes.
That meets the DEP minimum requirements.
I make a motion that we add a condition that the applicant must meet the requirements of Department of Environmental Protection and also remain with his clean fill and also remain the specified distance, which I think is, 75 feet from the stream. Do we have to give that a name? Is that Sunken Brook? Branch?
Yeah, Sunken Branch Brook.
Yeah. Maintains a distance of at least 75 feet from Sunken Branch Brook. Say that 3 times.
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor for number 6?
Aye.
Aye. 7, will not create a safety hazard because of inadequate access to the site or buildings for emergency vehicles. And nothing's changing over there, and it must have met the safety access when they built it.
Mm-hmm. But he's got plenty of access there. He's not, he's right off 111. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I make a motion that the applicant meets the requirements of number 7.
Second.
Any more discussion on 7? All in favor of the applicant meets the requirements of number 7?
Aye.
8, has proposed exterior lighting which will not create hazards to motorists traveling on adjacent public streets, is adequate for the safety of occupants and users of the site, will not damage the value or diminish the usability of adjacent properties. Again, you're not adding any more lighting.
No.
Everything's staying the same.
Hours of operation are during the day?
Yep. 7 a.m. the guys show up, and then, I mean, on occasion they might come back late, but generally it's like between 3 and 5.
Okay.
So.
Well, I'll make a motion the applicant meets number 8.
Second.
Any more discussion on 8? All in favor of the applicant meets 8?
Aye.
9, makes provisions for buffers and on-site landscaping which provide adequate protection to the neighboring properties from detrimental features of the development. The applicant shall provide a plan prepared by a registered landscape architect or other qualified professional approved by the planning board.
Yeah, there's no development.
No.
Applicable.
So it doesn't apply.
And the only thing that would even be close is not putting the pallets on the corner.
Yeah.
But
that's easy to solve.
Right. So do we vote on that if it doesn't
apply?
Well,
I'll make a motion number 9 is not applicable to this.
Second.
Any discussion on 9? All in favor, it's not applicable to this project?
Aye.
Aye.
10, makes provision for vehicular parking, loading and unloading, as well as vehicular and pedestrian circulation on site and onto adjacent public streets, which will neither create hazards to safety nor impose significant burdens on public facilities. And again, he's had the business there for a while, and I don't know of any complaints.
There's no pedestrian circulation expected there.
Is there a
No.
lot,
just to maintain... You should maintain the number and make sure that people are not going up to other
right.
people's.
Right. So perhaps
the signage
really.
Yep.
Which I did. I did that like last week. My neighbor contacted me and asked me to do it, so I just put a sign
okay.
on the street.
Okay. Is a sign on the street or?
It's on Tuttle Drive before the turn on the left on like the best tree that I could find to kind of
direct people in there.
Yeah, and it's white. You can see it pretty easily.
Okay.
And that's really just delivery traffic is the only thing, because obviously my guys don't pull down.
Right.
So it's just deliveries for materials that has gone down that road once or twice.
Any more discussion on 10?
Yeah.
Well, I'll make a motion the applicant meets number 10.
Second.
All in favor, the applicant meets 10?
Aye.
Aye.
11, makes adequate provisions for the disposal of wastewater and solid waste for the prevention of ground or surface water contamination. And again, he's not changing anything on the house. So I feel that he already meets us.
Do you clean, wash any of your equipment down at your staging area?
Yeah, but not all that often. We don't use the excavator a ton, and that's really the only thing that like requires regular cleaning. When you use it, you want to clean it pretty much every time, but... Yeah, I mean, no, we don't use the hose a whole hell of a lot. I mean, we don't use it all winter, pretty much. So, it's not like a major thing.
Do you do maintenance on your equipment on site, or do you take it to a garage?
Very rarely
like
we do stuff.
Like oil changes and...
Yeah, we take it to a garage, like, unless there's, like, some reason why it's inconvenient, we can't get it in, and we need the truck or something. We've changed the oil, like, twice there, I think.
Okay.
On one of the three trucks, you know, so, but, you know, the guy that lives with me is a mechanic, so he's got all the drain pans and the whole thing, so he just helps me do it.
Well, I'll make a motion that he meets the criteria for number 11.
I'll second that.
Any more discussion on 11? All in favor of the applicant meets number 11?
Aye.
Aye.
12, makes adequate provisions to control erosion and sedimentation.
Well, I guess so, you're filling, you're dealing with erosion, right? Putting fill in, stop the...
Yeah, most of his fill is concrete. It's concrete. Not like sand.
No.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. No, it's pretty stable for the most part.
Yeah.
I wouldn't see where that would require any kind of a silt fence, especially where it's like rock. Any other discussion on number 12?
No. Make a motion that the applicant meets the requirements of number 12.
I'll second that. Any more discussion? All in favor of the applicant meets number 12?
Aye.
Aye.
13, makes adequate provisions to handle stormwater runoff and other drainage on the site.
The site appears to be adequately drained as it is, like you're just reclaiming some land, so the water that would go there is going to follow the natural channel anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't see a problem with stormwater runoff.
We've actually improved the drainage a little bit, and we plan to do a little bit more of that too. Because where the road comes down the driveway and then down the old Alfred Road, there that corner water pools up, but we've brought in like some gravel and stuff to help it just continue down the hill. So,
make a motion the applicant meets number 13.
Second.
All in favor of the applicant meets number 13?
Aye.
Aye.
14, provides for a water supply which meets the demands of the proposed use. It meets the needs for fire protection purposes. And again, he's not adding any buildings or anything, so I feel he meets this already. So I'm going to make a motion that he already meets number 14.
Second.
Any more discussion on 14? All in favor, the applicant meets it?
Aye.
Aye.
15, makes adequate provisions for the transportation, storage, disposal of hazardous substances and materials as defined by the state and federal law. The storage of chemicals, explosives, or hazardous items, as defined by the National Fire Protection Association, Code 704, Class 3 or 4 materials are not permitted. So you're not storing anything hazardous or explosive?
No.
When would an inspection by the fire department be required? Only when substance is being stored, or?
Not if he's not storing any, and he's not building anything, so there's no...
There's no new building.
Fire extinguishers that we would look at, or exit signs, any of that stuff that we normally look at.
Okay.
You don't blow up any basements, do you?
No, I think I heard somebody blow up some tannerite at the pit not too long ago. That scared the hell out of me.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I'll make a motion the applicant meets number 15.
Second.
Any more discussion? All in favor of the applicant meets number 15?
Aye.
16, will not have an adverse impact on significant scenic vistas or on significant wildlife habitat, which could be avoided by reasonable modification of the plan.
Well, based on the sidewalk, I didn't notice any significant scenic vistas.
Right.
I didn't see any wildlife, but
there's some there.
There's some there.
Yeah, I saw a deer today, actually, outside the cottage for a while.
I don't see anything that you're doing that's going to change the habitat for wildlife.
No, I mean, we've cut down a few trees, and we'll probably cut down a few more, but there's 1,000 of them, so
yeah,
it's not making a big difference.
Well, I'll make a motion. The applicant meets number 16.
Second.
I'll second that.
Any more discussion on 16? All in favor of the applicant meets 16?
Aye.
All right, so we've gone through the application. We've done the 16 standards. You have one condition that we're putting on there.
Yeah, on number 6.
The DEP requirements.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Is a condition also 75, keeping 75?
75 feet mm-hmm. back from the stream, too.
Yeah.
Were we going to put any condition to about the pallets or maintaining the driveway, or would you just...
Or
the part of the world that they share.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. It was
We could put in a condition that he helps maintain the part of the road that they share.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And not to have a large pile of pallets by the road for more than a week.
Yeah, that doesn't, I mean, that literally is not no sweat off my back. I have no objection to any of that, so.
So that would be...
How are we wording that?
Just a general condition at the end.
Portion of the road.
No? Well, I would say shared portion. I make a motion that we add conditions that the applicant maintain or work with the neighbor to maintain the shared portion of the road that they share, which goes on to 111. And also that the applicant remove any debris from any work debris from the entrance to Tuttle Drive within 1 week.
Of placement.
Of placement. Thank you. Is that clear? Is that okay? Is that clear?
It sounds fair.
You mean?
No, I think that sounds fine.
I'll second that motion.
Make a motion that the applicant meets all the criteria to having this permit with these three conditions.
We have a waiver we have to look at.
Do we?
Know. Number 9 we waived.
I think we got a waiver.
The traffic study one or something.
Oh, okay. That's
actually not a requirement, so it doesn't have to be waived.
Oh, okay.
It was the site plan drawing.
Right.
Oh, the scale of it?
Yeah.
Do you want to read what he asked to waive, Paul? You got it right there.
It said, requesting waiver, site plan will be included, but it's drawn as 1 inch equals 80 feet.
Is there any discussion on this? Or? Well, I'll I'll make a motion that we waive that part.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor of waiving that?
Aye.
I do believe that's it.
We got a vote on the permit. Do you have a second?
Second.